opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, this is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. Let me start off by giving you the call-in number so your voice can be heard. The call-in number is 973-925-4559, and I have sitting right across from me, Miss B.B. Diamond.
Yes, hello, everyone. Welcome aboard. Thank you for tuning in to Our Urban Story. Now back to you.
And yes, you know, some sad things have happened along the way. We had a shooting in Jersey City where, it was just horrible. We had a detective that was killed, Officer Seals. And then we had these two, I don't even want to be ugly and call them names, but these two killers. One was a male. One was Francine Graham, who had no police record. And she was with... what was his name? David Anderson. And both of them happened to be black. Now, David Anderson reportedly was a member of the Black Hebrew Israelis. That's a group of people that you see in different areas, particularly in the inner city, standing on the corner shouting out obscenities, profanity, and trying to pretend that they are the original Jews. They're a bunch of confused people. I have, on occasion, many years ago, stopped and, engaged in a conversation. They can't answer any logical questions, and they were supposed to pass my number on to their leader, whom they said could answer my questions, but they never responded to me. But, hateful people. It's sad that these three people were killed in the deli. The detective was killed, but also these two murderous nuts were also killed. And,
they targeted apparently a kosher deli.
Jews.
They targeted Jewish people.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, because they believe they're the original Jews, which they're not. So the Black Israelites are very,
very hateful.
Very hateful. I mean, no thinking person really would take them seriously. And to your point, you'll see them on 125th Street. You'll see them in Newark on Springfield Avenue.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just mixing. Matching up the Bible, taking out quotes to try to justify their existence. It's sad. Now, I don't know if all of them would have participated or any of them would agree with the shooting. They haven't claimed responsibility as far as I know, but the hatred that they teach could inspire a sick mind to do what was done in Jersey City.
Yes, and the time that I confronted a group, it was in Harlem. And, and then what's so alarming is that they call themselves people of some kind of faith. And the profanity is ongoing. And then you have children walking the street. So that's what I was confronting them about. And some of their teachings from, I don't know, they can't be referring to the King James Bible or anything of that order.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dressed in these costumes that are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They look crazy. And, we have problems in the Black community. In other words, even in my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectation, we documented that the highest group who's recruited into, particularly Islam, happened to be Black men.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you think about at least 73% of Black children born into a single-headed household, that answers the question why. More of our families, our Black families need structure, need the support of a family life, a father, a mother. And we're falling down in that area, and we need to straighten up and refocus on reuniting families.
Well, absolutely. I think that is the core or the root cause
of the problem.
Of the problem, yes. In the Black community. You know, and there seems to be a thread of some of these stories. For instance, the Jersey City shooting, which you just mentioned.
Yes.
Then we have this young child, white child, attacked on the bus because he's a Trump supporter. He's now in the hospital. One of the attackers appeared to be a Black girl.
I saw her.
You know what I mean?
In action.
What is going on? I mean, yes, people of all colors commit crimes, but it just seems to be something with this, the hatred that's coming from the Black community. And I'm just going to just be frank and straight up.
And we're Black.
And exactly.
In case you don't know it.
Exactly. So what is the root I see it as is a broken home with this mentality and brainwashing to hate Republicans, to almost hate white people.
Absolutely.
And these young
Absolutely.
People pick up on it. And this young boy has a right to be a Trump supporter. He has a right to be to openly support Donald Trump. And yet he was viciously attacked
savagely
on this school bus.
Savagely. They look like savages. And I'm saying it. And as I've said before, I'm Black. But I mean, that didn't even seem human. The way he was attacked, for what? Wearing a hat? You can tell what sort of backgrounds they come from. You can tell when people are not socialized to understand you live in a country where you don't attack people if you disagree with them. Mm-hmm. But they must come from very dangerously to function, dangerously functioning households. Mm-hmm. To have that much rage. And that girl who was viciously continuing to beat on this young boy should be locked up for a long time, and our parents should be held accountable, and the others involved, their parents should be held accountable. How in the world can Black people who are only approximately 13% of the United States population commit so many crimes? I mean,
well, the problem,
even against one another.
The problem, again,
oh
is
gosh.
The broken home.
Yes.
And then you have a media that's lying. Overall, the media, the mainstream media, lies about President Donald Trump. They bash him and his family almost on a daily basis. And you have parents who are believing this brainwashing from CNN, MSNBC, and it's in the air.
It is, and the kids pick it up.
You have to hate Donald Trump. President Donald Trump and his supporters
yes,
are
yes.
the enemy.
Yes.
Just like the anti-Semitism, which we'll talk about later. The hatred of Jews. They don't know why they hate Jews. It's just in the air.
Absolutely.
Because that's Satan's plan. But no weapon formed against us, formed against the president, formed against Jewish people will prosper. No weapon. So the kids pick it up. Oh, you're Donald Trump, and we're supposed to hate Donald Trump. That's what the media is telling us. That's what the entertainers like a John Legend, some of the singers, the rappers are telling us. Snoop Dogg is telling us Donald Trump, President Trump is the enemy. So because you're wearing a MAGA hat or shirt, you're the enemy. And that's what's happening. They come from not only just broken homes, but dysfunctional
and godless.
Godless homes. And they'd attack this young, vulnerable child on that bus. And they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
And some. And you know what really gets me is 79% of Blacks, you know, from the Pew Research polls, say that they believe in God. How are we producing so many godless children? How are we producing so many children where the Black-on-Black crime is out of control? Yeah. Where crime is out of control. Where when you watch 48 hours, so many young 17, 18, 16-year-old Black boys and girls don't have any problem with killing other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What has gone wrong? How can 79% of Blacks profess to believe in God, profess to know God, and these things are accumulating? We we are 36% nationwide of those who kill babies.
Mm-hmm.
Something is very wrong. And usually 90% of Blacks are voting for the Democratic Party, who believes that more Black babies should be aborted, who believe that we don't have any borders, and that more potential criminals should be allowed to come over the border without even paying any attention to our laws. And guess where they usually settle? in minority communities. Mm-hmm. Taking away jobs from those black people who need those level entry jobs, who need to be reacquainted with society because of their criminal records. But no, what the Democrats say and get 90% of the black vote is that we're going to flood your communities. We don't care how if you live or you thrive or you die. But because we want to stay in power and we want more of a stronger and a stronger voting bloc, mm-hmm. we want to give illegals driver's licenses, give them American citizenship, bonk you, mm-hmm. but yet and still 90% of blacks vote for the Democratic Party and 79% say they believe in God. Hello? That just doesn't compute in my brain.
Absolutely. And I just pray that the child heals quickly.
Yes, I pray that he does.
Hopefully, maybe President Trump will invite him to the White House. We'll see. It's a little premature at this time. But the fact that he was attacked, I can barely watch it. I didn't watch the whole video because I don't like seeing people get hurt. It upset me. It's disgusting. It's unnecessary. The attacks on Trump supporters must stop. The Democratic Party encourages the attacks. Maxine Waters, people like Representative Maxine Waters.
That's why they shouldn't be reelected.
Right. I realize we didn't give the date. It is Saturday, December 14th. And Barbara, please give the call a number.
I did earlier, but let me do this. I want to extend our sympathy to those who were slaughtered during that deli, their families during that deli attack, and also to the Detective Seals, who leaves fatherless, five children and a wife. I mean, it really bothers my heart. Mm-hmm. The call-in number here is 973-925-4559.
Thank you. And we're expected to be in Jersey City on Monday. We were invited to attend this Jewish, it's a meeting, morality, code of morality. It's Jersey City Monday. So that should be pretty interesting. A rabbi from Australia is coming in. So we'll be in Jersey City on this coming Monday.
God willing.
December 16th. Please say a prayer for us. But I agree with you. Our condolences
yes,
to the Jewish
yes,
family, to the
definitely.
Police officer. I think former police commissioner Bernard Carrick has reported that run for the tower. I don't have the charity's name correct, but they will pay off the mortgage for the slain officer's home.
Oh, thank God.
So, and I will get the name of the charity that is paying off the mortgage. Again, I think it's a thread. I think it's just a problematic thread within the black community. It's been going on community. It's been going on for far too long. We have to address it. It's not the white man's fault. It's not the Republicans' fault. It is something within our household, our home. The Democrats don't care because it keeps us as perpetual
victims.
And that is hurting our community. I don't have the details all the details right now, but I know that a Barnard College student, 18-year-old
yes.
young lady from Virginia, was murdered in Morningside Heights, if I have that location correct, in Manhattan, where Barnard College is. She was, she lived there in the dorms. The accuser that's been arrested so far, I think more are going to be arrested, is a 13-year-old boy. Now, it's interesting, and what's interesting in this case, in the case of the Jersey City shooting, they didn't release the race of the perpetrator. They did not release the race. I looked at a few stories about the 13-year-old boy who murdered this young lady from Virginia attending Barnard, and I didn't see his race.
Well, let me tell
More
you
than
why.
Likely, he's Hispanic or black.
Let me tell you why. When I first even heard about the Jersey City incident, and I didn't know the race of the people or whatever, whether they were it was a terrorist attack or whatever. But I told my son, I said, if they don't list the race, that means that they would list it automatically if they were white. And they could tie it to being a Trump supporter. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. But since they didn't, I told him they were either terrorists or black.
When you say terrorists, you mean?
I mean Far Muslim. East Muslim.
Right.
Muslims. Okay. You know, I'm not going to mince that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, a black man and a black male. But if it had to been somebody not black, not female or whatever, not black, I should say.
Mm-mm.
they would have broadcasted all over the social media.
Right.
So we know what the media does. When our president says fake news, and who was that? One of those reporters, I forgot his name, Jim something.
Jim Acosta.
Acosta wanted our president, wanted Sanders to recount that and say, oh, that's not true. It is true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jim Acosta.
Jim Acosta, yes.
Of CNN. You know, and it ties into the attacks on Hasidic Jews in Brooklyn. You have black men, young black men, I think most of them I've seen, teenagers, just punching out innocent Jewish men, mostly Jewish men, walking.
Yes.
So this is a problem within the black community, this hatred, this anger that they're taking out on people who have nothing to do with their upbringing. The people, they should not be angry at Jewish people, at the Jewish people in the deli. I mean, they're just projecting such anger onto white people, onto Jewish people. It is absolutely disgusting.
And I would urge
the prosecutors down, it was in Florida, where this young boy was attacked on this bus, to prosecute those young people. I don't care if they're under 18, prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law.
You know, I'm looking at a Texas fugitive accused of killing an officer, a female officer. And guess what? This fugitive is black also. Every time you turn around, you know, I'm so sick and tired of 79% of people, black in particular, saying that they believe in God and they're not teaching godly principles to our children. Here's another young man, you know, whose life, when they do catch him, will be altered forever. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it needs to not be ignored.
Right.
We are, most of our inner cities are run by Democrats. Do they ever mention black on black crime?
Absolutely.
And Cory Booker is one of the worst candidates running for president that we can ever even think of.
Exactly.
He was the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. When there was a shooting at IHOP, he wasn't there. Mm. When there was a shooting on 10th Street where a young girl and a young man got killed, gunned down, the detectives were there. I happened to be over in Newark. Mm-hmm. The mayor never showed up. When the morticians in Newark held a Stop the Violence rally on the steps of City Hall, Cory Booker was MIA, and he did not even send a representative. How do I know Miss Barbara from Harlem? She knows because she was there. Mm-hmm. Lousy. You don't hear Maxine Waters talking about her district in California where you have so much homelessness, violence, drugs. They don't care. All they care about is lining their pockets by staying in politics. And they hate our president because he didn't make his billions from politics. He made it from a business.
Well, they hate him for that, but they hate him also because he is governing even more conservatively than President Reagan.
He's draining the swamp.
He's draining the swamp. And the swamp includes not only Joe Biden and his son Hunter, it includes Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and on and on. And this
Absolutely.
Is why they dislike
Elizabeth Warren.
Right. This is why they dislike President Trump.
Now, can I add one other thing? And they hate him because he honors God.
He's
pro-God. He's pro-life. He's pro-Israel. And he's pro-gun.
Absolutely. You know, I'm watching here on Twitter, someone posted this post about, we're speaking about anti-Semitism, the attacks on Jews in Brooklyn. It's just part of this thread of young black men and young black women really out of control. And the hatred toward Donald Trump is just unprecedented. Let me just quickly read this. Thousands march to show solidarity for Holocaust survivor. Lillian Segre, an 89-year-old Holocaust survivor, received hundreds of anti-Semitic threats due to her efforts to educate the world and unite against hate. She was deported to Auschwitz when she was 13. Now, this poor lady, but thank God, in Milan, Italy, thousands came out to support this Holocaust survivor and hat tip to Hanyana Naftali, who posted this 4 hours ago on Twitter. But the fact that you would threaten an 89-year-old woman, someone had her at an older age, but nevertheless threaten her because she's trying to educate the world about the horrors and the evils of anti-Semitism. It's just, it's beyond my imagination. It's horrible what she went through. And to that end, I want to talk about quickly the executive order that President Trump signed this week, basically outlining the fact that anti-Semitism on our college campuses, particularly those, this is directed at those that receive federal funding, will not be accepted. Your thoughts?
And that is such a blessing. I believe it was Mark Levin who called President Trump the Jewish president. Mm-hmm. Because he's doing so many remarkable things. And let me just read this also. Mark Levin says, Pelosi, Schiff, Nadler lack credibility on impeachment. They do not believe in the rule of law. You know, I mean, Mark Levin, they call him the great one. And he is. He has a great mind. And he has a wonderful, marvelous love for this country. And what our President Trump is doing is spectacular.
Yeah.
Moving the embassy and all of that. Who else did that? Right. No one did it.
Right.
Even George Bush,
right,
whom I supported, talked about it,
right,
but never did it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it wasn't politically convenient.
Exactly.
You see, we have a president that doesn't care what's convenient.
Exactly.
And he ignores what's politically correct. He's not a politician. He's a man,
mm-hmm,
who with values, with
exactly,
principles,
mm-hmm,
and who loves America.
Mm.
And that makes all of the difference in the world. And he's a New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't play.
Exactly. Unfortunately, this past week, the Democrats managed to pass two articles of impeachment based on no evidence. And I agree with Mark Levin and others who said this. This is an abuse of power by the Democratic Party. Passed strictly, as far as I know, on party line, which means that, thank God, not one Republican, as far as I know, correct me out there if I'm wrong, supported these two articles of impeachment. Let me just read this briefly from the New York Times. The House Judiciary Committee approved the articles of impeachment against President Trump, setting the stage for a vote over whether he should be the third president in American history charged with high crimes and misdemeanors.
And no evidence.
No evidence. The first article charges him with abuse of power for pressuring Ukraine to assist him in his reelection campaign by damaging Democratic rivals. This is complete garbage. The second article charges him with obstruction of Congress for blocking testimony and refusing to provide documents in response to House subpoenas in the impeachment inquiry, unquote. And again, that was from the New York Times from yesterday, December 13th, 2019. I mean, if this is all the Democrats have, this is nothing. First of all, I just read on Twitter from Charlie Baker, who heads TPUSA, Turning Point USA, that President Trump had asked Ukraine to invest corruption. Investigate. Thank you. Charlie Kirk, excuse me. I don't know what I call him. Charlie Kirk, excuse me, Charlie. President Trump in 2017 asked Ukraine withheld funds to Ukraine because of corruption. This was long before Joe Biden announced he was running for president. That's because the Ukraine, for as long as we know, has been used as a money laundering pit by the Democrats. This corruption has been going on for a while, and Obama knew it. Obama knew that Joe Biden was allowing his son to use the Ukraine as a money pit. Obama also knew that Joe Biden threatened to have a prosecutor who was investigating the corruption fired, and the prosecutor was fired. President Obama knew these things about the Ukraine. He did nothing about it. President Obama also did not provide the necessary help that Ukraine needed to prevent any attacks from Russia. So I'm unclear as to why President Trump was impeached or not yet impeached. They voted on the articles, then they go to the full House for the impeachment vote.
And I wonder, why isn't the uranium that was sold to Russia is not being investigated?
Right.
I think Obama and Hillary Clinton were in on that. Mm-hmm. You see, they have so much dirt that they want to hide and they want to cover. You know, I mean,
just reading. Barbara.
But, you know, I think Hank Williams from Georgia, the representative, is one of the dumbest men in the world.
Mm.
I can't see how anyone in Georgia could vote for such an outrageously dumb man. At this impeachment, they're conjuring up. Now, this is how this man's minds work. Conjuring up in their minds, they're imagining the teenage daughter of the Ukrainian president being in bondage in Trump's basement. This is how insane they are. Does that make sense to you? That she's tied up in Trump's basement, and that's why the Ukrainian president is saying Trump did nothing wrong.
The Democrats are sick.
Do you hear Representative
Al Green from Texas saying that impeachment should include slavery. And that same guy you just mentioned, he said, one of them said, Trump is taller than the Ukrainian president. The Ukrainian president, Zelensky, had said at least twice publicly that there was no pressure and no quid pro quo. He said that the alleged victim of the pressure of the quid pro quo said it didn't happen. So they're ignoring the president of Ukraine. This is crazy. President Trump has done nothing wrong.
Can I just read this? In one of the strangest moments of the ongoing impeachment row in Washington, Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson asked fellow lawmakers to imagine the teenage daughter of the Ukraine president tied up in Trump's basement. This is in Google News. I mean, this is insane. I mean, who votes for a person like that to represent them? Who in the world? I mean, I know, you know, these Democrats have a mental loyalty, allegiance to this party. But it's time to break that tie.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A time to be free of those mental shackles. Think about, number one, God, if you're of the 79% that say you believe in God.
Right.
Even if you don't believe in God, put your country there.
Right.
Think about what these people with their demonic and vile imaginations are doing to your country. Wake up.
Yeah.
Be free of your mental shackles.
Yeah, this impeachment is a disaster. It's a debacle. It's a lie. Anyone a part of this impeachment, anyone who votes for this impeachment, we are going to know who you are. There are Democrats in vulnerable districts that supported Trump in 2016. If they vote for impeachment, they are going to lose in 2020. We're going to make sure they lose. We're going to get their
absolutely
names, their districts. We're going to target them.
And we're going to talk about them. That's right.
Absolute disgrace. This is an outrage.
For
this
America.
This is not what the founders envisioned. You do not impeach Democrat or Republican president. You do not impeach him because you think you're going to lose to him in the next election or you don't like him. Obama, by the way, should have been impeached. Eric Holder was impeached. He was held in contempt for Fast and Furious, Benghazi, sending cash to Iran. If you and I sent cash to Iran, they would charge us with money laundering. Iran was on the Treasury Department's website as the number one sponsor of terror in the world, and yet we sent them pallets of cash. Try doing that, and I guarantee you, you will be visited by the FBI, the CIA. You will be visited. Obama committed money laundering. Obama, Benghazi, ignoring the ambassador and three heroes. Obama should have been impeached yet, and I say that he was corrupt. But I would not
very
want the Republicans to do to Obama what they're doing to Trump. It is unfair. It's insane. It's beneath
the dignity
of the House of Representatives.
It's beneath the dignity of the United States of America. And
absolutely.
I want to say thank you, because weeks before anyone in the media mentioned the potential and the need to have impeached Obama, you talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that on this very radio program. Now I'm hearing others with larger voices talking about Obama should have been impeached.
Obama should have been impeached. I was, and I work in the financial services industry, and during the time that we were negotiating with Iran, with the joint, whatever, the coordination with the different European countries, United States, Iran was literally listed on treasury.gov as a number one sponsor of terror in the world, and we're negotiating with them on their nuclear weapons, where we're lifting sanctions. But if the bank I had worked at had allowed transactions to go through, that bank would have been cited by the OCC. That bank would have been in deep, deep trouble. But Obama and his administration can fly, not $150 billion, I think that's exaggerated, but they flew pallets of cash to Iran.
Illegally.
I mean, it's money laundering.
It is.
Ignoring the requests of Ambassador Stevens in Benghazi, allowing three other Americans, in addition to the ambassador, to perish. Obama should have been impeached. Fast and Furious were running guns between the United States and Mexico.
Absolutely.
Obama should have been impeached. We have 10 seconds before we go to break. Barbara.
I mean, thank you once again for being ahead of the curve. You know, and before we go to break, the U.S. says no new foreign military students until better checks. And I believe that's a result of what happened in Pensacola recently.
Exactly.
And that's what we love about our president. He's concerned about the safety, protection, and well-being of all Americans. We'll be right back on Our Urban Story.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. Door. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And the call-in number is 973-925-4559. This is Barbara from Harlem.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. We're on DDVRadio.com. Today is Saturday, December 14th, 2019. I hope you're ready for Christmas. Yes, we say Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I'm a little tired of all this the overuse of happy holidays.
Please don't.
I mean, it's too much. It's you know, after Thanksgiving, the major holiday that 80%, approximately 80 to 85% of Americans celebrate Christmas. And then our Jewish friends have Hanukkah, which begins December 22nd, Sunday, I believe, and ends on December 30th. And then Kwanzaa was made up. Okay, it's a made up situation by a former Black American made it. It's not from Africa, so get that. Let's get that cleared up. That's not an African tradition holiday. A Black American who was in prison, Black man, he made up Kwanzaa. The principles are nice, unity, umoja, and all that stuff. But it has nothing to do with Christmas and Hanukkah. And I'm tired of all this, the obsession with happy holidays. And you even have Christians brainwashed, wired to just say happy holidays. Say both. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
And then the thing I dislike about Kwanzaa, and I used to many years ago, I fell for the whatever. It's not based on any godly principles. It's not based on our Judeo-Christianity of this nation. So I have a tendency to just want to not even mention that because it's so insignificant to me.
Yes, I agree.
It's not based on truth, and it's not based on how we were founded.
No, it's not. I mean, there are some good principles within Kwanzaa, but I don't advocate celebrating it. It's not based on Judeo-Christianity.
Absolutely.
And I just want Black Christians, I'm gearing this toward you. Please stop allowing yourself to be brainwashed. We seem to be a community, and I say this as a Black woman, we seem to be a community that's easily influenced, even if it makes no sense, even if it hurts our community. There's a reason why Planned Parenthood clinics are in Black communities. I know one right there in East Orange, okay? There's a reason why we wear our pants sagging down. That started in prison, and yet our Black men walk around the streets with their pants sagging down. It was started in prison due to homosexuality, whatever. We seem to be a community that falls too easily for trends, fads, this or that, that are hurting our community. We talked in the first half hour about this. The permeating the air is the hatred of Donald, President Donald John Trump and the hatred of Jews. I have been on Twitter talking about and discussing that without Christianity, there is no Judaism. Jesus was a Jew. He was circumcised according to the law of Moses. Jesus said in John 4:22, salvation is of the Jews. When he came and he went on his mission, what did he tell his disciples as recorded in Matthew 10? He says, go not in the way of the Gentiles, but go ye to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Because Jesus was fulfilling Ezekiel 34, in which God said, I will be your shepherd and I will put a shepherd over you from the line of David. So we hate Jews because it's in the air, because that's what Satan wants us to do. The Jewish people have been targeted since the time of Moses, when the Pharaoh ordered all children, all boys, the Hebrew boys, be murdered. Haman wanted all the Jews to be the genocide of the Jews, but he ended up being killed. And on, correct me, Barbara, if I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right, you know, but I say, but my take on it is, why they hate the Jews is because they hate God.
Mm.
Because God chose the Jews.
Correct.
As his people.
Correct.
To worship him, and they would be, you know, he would be their God. Our scripture comes from where? The Jews.
Absolutely. And this is one of the things that God has placed in my heart. And yes, people will say, well, the Jews don't believe in Jesus. My priority are these young black men standing on the corner selling drugs, killing each other. Those, they need to be saved. You don't need to go up to Brooklyn, Crown Heights. You don't need to go to Bay Ridge and try to convert Jews. The priority are these godless men and women and children in our midst who are fighting against Christians in schools, those beating up that white child in Florida. That's who we need to convert to Christianity.
Amen.
Not the Hasidic Jews, not the Ashkenazi Jews. We need to convert so-called Christians so that they understand the word of God.
Amen, amen, amen.
No one, let's be very, very, very clear, no one has replaced the Jews. The church has not replaced the Jews.
And that's what a lot of black churches
exactly.
Teach.
We need clarity on this. If you read Revelation 7, right, the remnant of the 12 tribes of Israel will be sealed first. Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses will say the 144,000. They've messed up that scripture. The 144,000 referred to are the remnant of the 12 tribes of Israel. God deals with the Jews from Genesis to Revelation. So no one has replaced the Jews. And in Romans 1:16, written by Paul, of the tribe of Benjamin, he wrote at least 90 to 95% of the New Testament. And he said, I believe in the gospel because it is the power to believe. I'm not quoting exactly, but the power of salvation to the Jew first. And then to the Greek, meaning Gentile.
And you know what? These people who have so many problems with Jewish people who don't believe in Jesus and all that, why don't you go to one of those Muslim communities?
Hello!
No Jew.
Thank
Jewish
you.
People have hijacked airplanes.
Thank you.
And killed innocent people. They don't behead people. They don't go into delis and shoot the place up.
Exactly.
They don't do any of that. So if you want to be a good Samaritan, go to some of these Muslim mosques and you try to convert them and see if you get out of there with your head on your shoulders.
Barbara, you hit the nail on the head.
Period.
Muslims are Gentiles. They need to understand that. There is no plan of salvation for Muslims outside of Jesus, Yeshua. And thankfully, a number of Muslims are saying they see Jesus in visions. A number of them are converting. Muslims are lost. If you do not accept Jesus, you know, Paul wrote in Romans, all Israel shall be saved. Now, I don't understand that fully. I don't know what Paul meant, but there is a plan of salvation. God has a remnant of Jews. So don't obsess over converting Jews. You need to obsess over these people committing crimes, hijacking people like my sister down in Georgia. And that's who you need to convert. They need the word. These black men. Punching people, pushing this white woman into the New York City subway. They're taking these anger. They're lost. I see them on 34th Street.
You see them all the time?
I see them. They're acting out. They're unpredictable. I don't feel safe.
Those are the people you need to try
Those
to convert
are the people
and talk to.
I want the black pastors in Patterson, Newark, New York
Harlem.
City.
That's right.
Brooklyn. Talk to these young black men and older black men.
And stop talking about
men.
Donald Trump.
Stop hating
stop
on Donald
hating
Trump.
Hating him because you're violating the Bible. Don't call yourself a Christian around me and come out against a man who is pro-God.
Absolutely.
Not perfect, but you're not perfect either.
Exactly.
But he's pro-God, pro-life, pro-Israel.
Right.
And then you have nerve enough to stand in pulpits and send out these messages of hatred. You wonder why our children are so confused. Because you think that they don't hear what you're saying.
Exactly.
You think you don't reap what you sow. And we are reaping it in our urban areas. We are reaping it every day when we see how our young people are slaughtering one another. When you support people who say it's all right to kill babies, look at what your children are doing. If you say and vote for people who say it's all right to kill babies, they think it's all right to kill their neighbor.
Absolutely. That's why they had no problem attacking this white child. You had
no
a
problem.
Teacher, I forget where the location, a young girl had a Women for Trump bracelet on, and the teacher attacked her. Okay, this has got to stop. These black ministers, now I was impressed, I will back up a little bit. In Newark, I can't name the house of worship.
Yes,
he had on his prayer list President Trump, President of the United States. This pastor in Newark said he acknowledged the Jewish roots of Christianity. He was one pastor.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that.
In a black
we
church.
We stand on the shoulders, do you not understand? We stand on the shoulders of Jewish men and women who sacrificed their lives so that we can have the Bible in our hands.
And his wife mentioned what? The next Sunday we went, human trafficking.
Thank you, Barbara.
I don't hear that in these black pulpits.
Thank you.
And all I hear is that, yes, we can accomplish, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but the white man's going to stop me.
Exactly.
Oh, but the Republican Party is for the
rich.
There
you go. There you go.
How
turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. I mean,
and say everything is going to be all right.
Right.
That you're going to be rich. That you're going to get a new car and hate Trump.
Right. Exactly.
How hypocritical.
Exactly. Now, you know, people want to talk about Donald Trump's tax returns. I don't care about his tax returns because we know how he made his billions. That's ridiculous. How did Speaker Pelosi become worth $100 million, making less than $200,000 a year?
Politics.
Look it up. Google it if you don't believe me.
Politics.
No, I wasn't planning to speak about that, but it just drove me to that because earlier in our first half hour, we talked about the attacks in Jersey City against innocent Jewish men and women in this deli, this kosher deli. We talked about the child beaten up in Florida because he's a Trump supporter. Now that child is in a hospital. We talked about a female student in New York City stabbed to death by a 13-year-old boy. Now, the media will not tell you the race. I haven't. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe today we'll know. And I know it's a minor child, but someone else has been arrested. But this minor child may be treated as an adult because he stabbed this young lady. Allegedly, he was the one who stabbed her to death to rob her. What 13-year-old child needs to commit an armed robbery? Something is going on very sick. It's very sick in our community. And it just I'm just fired up about it. I'm sick of it. I wanted to mention, before we run out of time.
England and Brexit.
Brexit. Thank you, Barbara. Boris Johnson. His party, the Conservative Party, won convincingly in Great Britain the other day, leading to the fact that Brexit may actually happen. Now, Brexit is a British exit from the European Union.
Amen.
They just shorten it to Brexit. The Brits do not want to be controlled by this body, this governing body. I think they're located in Brussels, Belgium. The Brits want freedom. They want a Trumpian-type leader.
Hallelujah.
And Boris Johnson seems to be the man. And with the victory of the Conservative Party in Great Britain and the UK, it beats back Jeremy Corbyn, who is anti-Semitic. You know, England has a flood of Muslims, particularly in the London area, and they've carved out certain areas that non-Muslims are concerned about going into. This is what's happening. It's a lot of grooming, sexual grooming, trafficking. trafficking due to the Muslim immigrants. Now, in the British press, they'll say Asians or Asia Pacific, but these are men from Pakistan, which is a predominantly Muslim country. And we've heard Katie Hopkins, who is British, speak to us. She was at the Women for Trump in New Jersey, and she admires President Trump. She admires the fact that we have Second Amendment in the United States, and we should never give it up along with our freedom of speech. That is critically, critically important. I want to touch on Barbara, and I want to go back to the impeachment. The
Can fact I just that, say something while before you do that?
Sure, go ahead.
A trooper in New York was hit in the head by a man with a hatchet, but he shot the man to death.
Thank God.
You know, I mean, people are going
the
crazy.
The attacks on law enforcement.
It's
disgraceful.
Horrible.
It's horrible. Thank you for bringing
and,
that.
And we have one or two bad ones. We had a Philadelphia policeman on the force for 16 years, a black police officer who was punching a man while he was handcuffed. You know, they get rid of the bad ones. This officer has been arrested.
Yeah, yeah. Good. And I'd be negligent if I didn't thank Joe Sangillo, Jersey Joe. I may
Amen.
Have thanked him last week, WOR 970, for having us on his final show of season 6. Thank you, Joe, if you're
And
listening.
That was a blast.
It was very good. It was awesome.
Yes.
We have about 5 minutes left. I want to talk about very quickly the Inspector General report. Horowitz released his report.
Yes.
The FBI committed 17 errors. And it's interesting, not typos, not innocent mistakes. There were errors that led to
deliberate.
To falsifying information so they could get a warrant to spy on Carter Page, who was connected to the Trump campaign. The FBI needs to be cleaned out. I think Director Wray needs to be fired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There needs to be true reform at the FBI. However, Attorney General William Barr has not accepted the IG's report because it didn't go far enough or deep enough. The IG report, mistakenly said that he saw no political bias. There was clearly political bias, according to the texts of Lisa Page and Peter Strzok.
Yes.
Who were having an affair. Peter Strzok, FBI agent Lisa Page, an attorney for the FBI. He's married. They were having an affair. But they were targeting President or then candidate Trump.
How evil.
I also, on a lighter note, but more is coming down. We have Durham who's doing his investigation. AG William Barr doing his investigation. There will be indictments. John Brennan, James Comey. James Comey thinks he's gotten off the hook. He has not.
Good.
More. But on a lighter note, let's talk very briefly before we run out of time. The Hanukkah/Christmas parties. Fantastic. Off the wall. They were held in Queens. We went to at least three, I think.
I mean, we were all over the place, but it was just wonderful. Wonderful. You know, we met candidates who are running for various offices. And, you know, Sherry Murphy, George Anthony.
Sheree Murray.
Okay.
Yeah. What I would say
who else
is,
did we meet? We met other candidates and all of that.
The party was great. We had kosher food. We had our, you know, food we like, Italian food. The food was delicious. We danced. I danced with he's the president of the Queens Village Republican Club.
Yes.
He's 70s and 80s, and we
Phil
had a
Orenstein.
We had a great time. Thank you, Phil.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Vicky Palladino of the White
She
Stone
was
Republican.
Fantastic, and she runs a wonderful ship. The meeting there was beautiful. Every place we went, you know, Tom and Karina. I mean, that was just outstanding also.
Absolutely.
Queens
Absolutely.
Republican Club. I mean, we just had a fabulous time.
And we thanked them so much.
Yes.
And now, what are your thoughts?
And then I met one of my Facebook friends, Lori.
Yes.
And she was just as pleasant as she could be. And, you know, Maria, who always yes. helps me every yeah. time I see her.
Yeah. And we met this World War II a pilot, a Jewish
yes,
man.
Yes, I put that on Facebook.
90s.
95.
Yes. Yeah, 95 Samson.
A bombardier.
Yeah. Very hero from World War II.
Absolutely.
Now, what are your thoughts without naming names? What would you give? What are your thoughts on the three GOP candidates that are vying to go against AOC?
They need fire. They need fire. They need boldness. And it's no time to be standing in the background because she needs to be and deserves to be defeated. Here it is, a bartender. Now, she has a lot of backing from the wrong side, people on the wrong side of the track.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to be shy. You don't need to be bashful. You yeah. don't need to second guess yourself. Just stand up, speak out, and let's get behind whoever wins that nomination. and push them over the finish line to victory.
The GOP primary is June 28th, if I remember correctly, okay. 2020. We know Sheree Murray is one of the candidates. Israel, I don't want to mess up his name. We'll mention it next week when I have all my names in front of me.
Yes.
But we need them to have the fire in the belly. If you don't understand that AOC must absolutely be defeated.
Absolutely.
She's not a moderate Democrat. She's not pro-America. She's not even doing much for her district right there in Queens and the Bronx. She must be defeated.
And I just want to say this. You know, Rashida, I call her the rash. She has said that the shooting at the deli was based on white supremacy. Now, I don't know what white supremacy is. But, you know, if these people like that who've come over to this country have a problem with white people who helped found this country, they shouldn't be here.
Right.
They should not be here. No one's begging her to stay. In addition to that, she's another one who shouldn't even be getting any pay because they're more focused on blaming Americans, hating Trump, then they are attending to the general welfare of we the people. The Democratic Party has gone off the reservation. Not only are they ignoring the laws of the land, but they are ignoring their constitution responsibility to we the people. And we the people should call everyone in Congress and we should demand that they do not get paid during this period of time when they're trying to invalidate the voice of we the people who elected Donald John Trump as our president.
We have about 30 seconds left, but before we leave the air, we want to ask everyone to put President Trump and his family in your prayers.
Yes.
Vice President Pence, please keep them in your prayers, and I thank you, President.
And call your representatives.
Exactly. We're going to speak more on what's going on in the black church, I think, next week before Christmas.
Yes, we will, by the grace of God. And we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our urban story. And we hope that you had a ride on this train of truth. God bless you, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists Sports will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com.